Again, I am thankful to be here today, and I'm thankful for all the beautiful young people that attend our church, and I want to speak to them today, and I want them to know how much I love them and appreciate them, and again, appreciate their willingness to sit up here. I wanted to try to have a captive audience today, and I want them to know that this is not, you know, I'm not just doing this alone. The Lord placed this upon my heart, and I have some things today that I want to try to share with you from God's Word. And I want you young people to know that the most important instruction that you're ever going to get in your life is that's going to come from the Word of God. And it needs to be something, it needs to be a very active part of your life. You don't need to just try to be living by your own thoughts or by, you know, somebody's philosophy, but you need to try to be living your lives according to the Word of the Lord. And I want to read some scripture, and I'm certainly not here today to bash our children, but I am here today to love them with the truth. And I believe it's just as important for our young people and our young Christians to hear the truth of what God's Word says to them as it is for us as older Christians to hear what it says to us. And there are some things today, and I will say this, there are some things today that perhaps there'll be some of you here today may be uncomfortable with, but you know, it may make you maybe you may even get a little bit angry at me, but I'm willing to risk that in order to bring forth the truth. And if that happens, then I just want you to pray about it and you talk to the Lord about it. But I just want to read a short scripture reading found in the end of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and into the beginning of verse 12. Ecclesiastes 11, beginning with verse 9, says, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." And from here on, for several verses in this 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon goes on and he begins to describe the aging process that we go through. And it's something that it is gradual. The aging process is gradual, but it also is something that happens to us very quickly. And as you get older, you young people, as you get older, you'll understand that our life really does go by quickly. And I look out today at you, and while we were singing, I was doing that, and I look out today at you, and I see the faces of several of you young people that are seated up here. I see the faces of several that I was privileged enough to hear you come before this church and to stand up here and to face the congregation here and to tell your experience of salvation, to tell the church when the Lord saved you, and to petition the church for membership. And I was have been privileged enough to go into the baptistry here with several of you and baptize you into the fellowship of the church. And I also look out and I see the faces of some that have not yet been saved. And I see some of you sitting out here today that I have seen you And as you have bowed here and calling on the Lord and have not yet, your soul is not yet satisfied. You've not yet given us a testimony of the Lord saving you. And I want you to know that my prayer for you is that you will find the Lord, that you'll find salvation in Him in the days of your youth. And I'm thankful that, you know, as children, I really am thankful today that you are willing to seek the Lord in the days of your youth. Now, I'm also very concerned today that those of you that are here that have been saved, I'm also very concerned that you will live your life for the Lord, that you will serve Him all the days of your life. And I'm going to tell you this, that, and I believe that you all know this, and sometimes you will hear us refer to the age of accountability, and we're not talking about a specific number of years that a person has lived. We're talking about, when that's mentioned, we're talking about the time in your life that you realize that you have become lost and separated from God. And whatever age that happens, and whatever age that you are when you get saved, if you get saved when you're 8 years old, or if you get saved when you're 10 years old, or if you get saved when you're 18 years old, whatever age you're at when you get saved, you need to start serving the Lord and living for Him at that age. You need to begin as soon as you are saved. You know, it's the greatest blessing that you're ever going to have is to be saved. And the greatest thing that you can ever be privileged enough to be a part of is the Lord's church. And as soon as those things have happened in your life, then you need to realize that even as a child, even as a child of God in the years of your childhood, that you have a responsibility to God to be His servant and to live your life for Him. And I'm going to use some examples of that in the scriptures today, but I want you to think about what Solomon said here, and I want you to, you know, and this is one of those areas where I mentioned a moment ago that I want you to realize the truth of, you know, the responsibility that we have as Christians, even as young Christians, because I want you to think about what we have recorded here in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, where Solomon, and I want you to bear in mind that he was doing this and saying this and writing this under the inspiration of God. It wasn't just his thought, but it was God moving up on his heart by the Holy Spirit and directing him to say these things and write these things. This is the word of God. And it says here, Solomon said that if you do certain things in the days of your youth, if you walk in the ways of your own heart and in the sight of your own eyes, that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. And, you know, we need to understand that God will bring a young person into judgment for their life. He will bring an older Christian into judgment for their lives, and He will also do that with younger Christians. And so I believe this, you know, shows us that, you know, even if we're young and we belong to the Lord, that we have a responsibility before Him to live our lives accordingly. And I look out today and I see you, and some of you have just recently been saved and just recently become members of the church. And I know today that I can speak for this church. We want to see you grow in the Lord. And we want to see you become mature Christians. And we certainly don't want to lose any of you to the world. We want to see you stay with the church and stick with the Lord and live your life for God. And there are some things that you're going to be tempted with because the Bible
talks to us about youthful lust and youthful temptations. And the Apostle Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy, and he told him, to flee those things. And so there's going to be things that you're going to be tempted with. And there's really a very simple formula for overcoming those things in your life, to just lean on the Lord and God will help you. But in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, we find this very plain statement. It says, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." When people are getting you to trying to get you to do things, and people are trying, people that you think are your friends are trying to persuade you to do things, and you know those things are wrong, and you know those things are not according to what you have been taught from the scriptures by perhaps your parents or grandparents or the people at the church, then if you know you're wrong, you need to just not consent to those things and don't do them. And I'm going to tell you this, something that may be hard for you to understand in your young life. If somebody is telling you and trying to make you believe that they're your friend and they're trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do, I want you to know that person is not your friend. If somebody's your friend, they will not try to get you to forsake the things that you believe are right. And so we need to realize that the devil will work. He will work in your life that way. He will try to get, he will use people to try to get you to do things that you should not be doing. And so just remember that simple instruction. If sinners entice you, do not consent to it and do not do the things that they are trying to get you to do. And know all the while that God will bring you into judgment for those things if you do them. Now, I wanted to share some things with you from things that I've heard by personal experience. And I just thought of a couple of things this morning when I was studying these scriptures and meditating on them, of things that I have heard about with young Christians. And I know a young man up in Indianapolis that was saved just a few years ago. I believe, if I remember right, I believe he was about 10 years old when he got saved. And it wasn't very long after that, within a year or so after he had been saved, they had a talent show at school. And he had the opportunity, he had a good voice, and he had the opportunity to sing in the talent show. And you know, he could have chosen any song that he wanted to sing. This young man was probably 11 years old, maybe 12 years old at the time. And he could have, he could have got up there, I suppose, and he could have sung some kind of country song or rock song or whatever that he wanted to sing, because he had the opportunity to do that. And I actually got to see this on video, and it just moved me greatly. But this young boy, he got up there in the auditorium on the stage before his classmates, and they were all sitting out there. And he got up there and he stood before them and he just sung a beautiful song about Jesus dying on the cross. He sung a very moving song about how that when the Lord was hanging on the cross, that he knew that he was on the mind of Jesus when he was going through those things that he suffered. And I remember hearing the testimony also of a young man that got saved during the summertime. Listen, some of you have had a great summer in your summer break between your school years. Some of you have had a great summer. This is the summer that you got saved and united with the Lord's church. And I know of this young man that had happened to him during the summer between school years. He got saved. And the next year in school, and I believe he was about the same age, the best I remember, somewhere around 11 or 12 years old. But the next year during school, they had a class where they were the teacher was allowing them to share things that they had, you know, done through the summer. She was giving them an opportunity to come up and tell the class about the vacation that they had gone on with their family, or, you know, something exciting that they had done throughout the summer. And this young boy, he goes up and he stands there in front of his class and he told them his experience of salvation. And he told them about how, you know, during the summer when he was out of school, that the Lord had saved him. And I want to encourage you young people today, don't ever be ashamed of the Lord. Don't ever be ashamed to tell what the Lord has done for you. Don't ever be ashamed to share it with your friends that you spend time with. Don't ever be afraid to share it with your classmates. Don't ever be ashamed to tell anybody about what the Lord has done for you, because in telling them that, you know, you may help them, and you certainly need to be a help. Listen, if you've been blessed enough to be saved and you've been privileged enough now to be a member of the Lord's church, then you need to help your friends. You need to be a bear your testimony before them and be a witness for the Lord. And I know that there's such a thing as youthful pride. Youthful pride. And you know, God just can't use us when we're just overtaken with pride. You know, we've got to be humble before Him in order to be used. And I know that the devil will try to tell you, I was once young and I know these things to be a fact. And I know the devil will try to tell you, you know, if you speak for the Lord in front of your friends, or if you, you know, tell your testimony to one of your friends, or you mention the fact that you go to church or something every week in front of your friends, that, you know, they're going to laugh at you and they're going to make fun of you. Let me tell you something. If somebody does make fun of you, don't you worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, just don't let it bother you, because, again, that person, if they will make fun of you and they will laugh at you because you found the Lord, then they're not your friend. I'm telling you, they're not your friend. A friend will not do that to you. The Bible tells me that friends love at all times. We read about a man in the Bible. We read about a boy in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. We read about a young boy there that began to serve the Lord as a king when he was 8 years old. The Bible tells us that Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He became one of the kings of Judah at the age of 8 years old. And the Bible says that he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Listen, can a person that's 8 or 9 years old that has been saved live their life and do what's right in the eyes of God? Well, yes, they can. Josiah is proof of that. 8 years old when he began to reign, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the ways of David his father. And the Bible says that he turned not aside to the right hand nor to the left. I mean, he walked the straight and narrow. He lived his life according to the way that God would have him to live his life at 8 years old. David was but a youth, and I don't know how old that he is. There's a difference of opinions there, but I do know this, that the Bible tells us that David was but a youth when he went to face the giant Goliath and to do battle with him. And the Bible talks about the fact that Goliath had been a soldier from his youth, and David was but a youth. But listen, David was dependent upon the Lord. And I want you to know, young Christian friend, that you've got access to God the same way that I do and the same way that the deacons of this church do. You have a friend in Jesus that can help you the same way that He can help me. And you need to use Him, and you need to utilize Him in that way. And David even in the days of his youth, he was willing to stand and face the giant Goliath and do battle with him. God can use you. Listen to me. God can use you to serve him in the days of your youth. You can be a shining example to those around you. You can be a shining example to your young friends. You can be a shining light and a shining example to your classmates. You know, we hear too often throughout our churches, we hear this too many times, that I got saved when I was young, but before too long I had drifted away from the Lord and I had got back out into the world and I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. And, then later on I realized that and I repented of my sins and I came back. Thank God that people do. When they drift away oftentimes, thank God that people do come to their senses and return and come back to the Lord. But I'm telling you today that from the moment that you get saved, you never have to drift away from the Lord. You don't have to do that. You can walk with the Lord all the days of your life. And there are things that, there are things that people are going to try to entice you with, and they're going to try to tempt you with things, and they're going to tell you, if you will come and do this with me, you can have a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you something. If you, and I promise you this, I will promise this to you today, if you will just stick with the Lord and you'll walk in His ways and you'll try to live your life according to His word and you'll forsake those things that people are trying to get you to do that you know are wrong, you're not going to have to get very old at all before you're going to be able to look back and you're going to realize I made the right choice, and you're going to realize that the enjoyment that you had in those things that, listen, the world never had anything. The world never had anything that could make you enjoy yourself as much as serving the Lord and walking with the Lord. The happiest times in my life have been when I was trying to serve the Lord and trying to live my life for the Lord. We need to set an example as older Christians. You know, I want to talk to the church for just a moment about our revival. And as good as it was, as much as the Lord blessed us during our revival and the good services that we had, and the fact that we were able to baptize converts into the fellowship of the church after the revival, there was something that I thought about through the revival services that I would love to have seen, and I would love to have seen more activity, among our young Christians coming to the revival services and getting interested in the, you young people that have been saved, there's other young people sitting out here among you today that they're not saved yet. They're still lost and they need your prayers. They need your prayers the way that they need our prayers. And I would love to see you become, and I pray that you'll resolve to do this in your heart the next time that we're, if God is willing to allow us to meet again for a revival effort, that you'll make that a priority and that you'll have a desire to come and to learn about these things and to work and to be active in the revival effort. But listen, it's hard for us, and I want to share just a moment here the responsibility that we have as older Christians, because we do have to set the example. We've got to teach by example. And listen, it's difficult for young people to pick up on these things. It's difficult for young people to see how important that it is when we have our revival services. If the older Christians take off during the revival and go out and entertain themselves with the things of the world, listen, if you set a bad example for your children, then it's likely that they're going to embrace it. If you teach your children bad things, they're likely to grow up and do bad things. Thank God that there have been some that have honored the Lord with their lives, even in spite of what they have seen Josiah did. If you go and really study the life of Josiah, he didn't have very good examples. But he walked and did what was right. And sometimes people do, but generally speaking, if young people have been given, have had bad examples set before them, generally speaking, they will. You know, listen, you as a Christian parent, you have got to show your children. If you want them to grow up and believe this, you have got to show your children that when it comes to the things of God, that they take priority over the things of the world. If you don't teach them that, then you're going to fail them in their spiritual upbringing. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. We have a responsibility to do that. Sometimes, you know, when young Christians turn to the world, when they forsake the things of the Lord and the things of the church and they turn to the world, you know, sometimes we think, you know, well, you know, they're just young, that's to be expected. No. We don't need to portray that type of attitude to them at all. When they do those things, I'll tell you what, when your children are doing those things, here's what you need to do. You need to turn them to this. You need to tell them that if they do these things in the days of their youth, if they walk in the ways of their heart and the sight of their own eyes, that God will bring them into judgment for it. That's what my mother told me. I guarantee you, that's what she told me. She never, you know, things that I did that were wrong, she never did come to me and say, well, I know that you're just young. She said, no, I mean, she let me know pointedly what you're doing is wrong and you need to stop doing it. And I thank God today that she did. That she did. I want you to be God's servants. But more importantly, God wants you to be His servants. You young people that have been saved, I'm telling you, God wants to use you. He wants to use you. And you need to live your life and you need to protect your life. And you're going to age, as I've already told you. You're going to age quickly. And you know what? I don't know what the Lord is going to do with each of you individually, but I do know this, if that you'll submit your life to Him, He's going to use you. And there may be some of you, young fellas out there today that one day the Lord may lay His hand upon you and call you into the ministry. He may very well do that. Or your church may one day want to set you aside. If God lets time go on, your church may want to set you aside to be a deacon and to serve the church in that way. And you need to make sure that you keep your life in check, that when that time comes, that you'll be qualified to be able to do those things. I look to you, and I look at the older people, and I see that we're not getting any younger. None of us are getting any younger, and we pass through our time in the kingdom quickly, and we need those that can come on and continue the work of the Lord and the work of the church. And listen, don't ever just willfully sin and say, well, I'm just young. That's not an excuse. Your youth is not an excuse to do those things. You need to strive to live your life according to God. If there's something that you're struggling with, if there's something that you don't understand, take it to your Christian parents or your grandparents or your pastor and seek whatever counsel you need. We're here to help. We're here to help you in any way that we can. Those of you that are still lost, you need to continue to seek the Lord until you're saved, or you need to get busy seeking the Lord. Maybe some of you sitting out there right now that God's already let you know that you're lost, and you may have not done a thing towards coming to God and seeking Him, and you need to get busy seeking the Lord. And I would like for Brother Ronnie, if he would, to get us a song ready. And I'd like to ask everybody to stand. And I want to ask all of these young people, if you would, to come up front here. While we're standing and singing, you come up front here with me.
Number 35.